This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says that if a new immigration law goes into effect, they will not check a driver's immigration status during a traffic stop. But civil rights groups say that Hispanics still need to be cautious if they get pulled over.
It's always important for individuals to know about their right to remain silent, specifically when we're talking about rights regarding how a person entered into the United States.
Priscilla Olivares with the Immigrant Legal Resource Center says that saying the wrong thing to a police officer could lead to jail, so it's best to stay quiet. The new immigration law allows local cops to arrest anybody who they say is in the country illegally. It's currently on hold as a handful of lawsuits make their way through the legal system. The Supreme Court is taking up a case today that could impact how women get access to the abortion pill. It's called Mifepristone, and it's under fire from anti-abortion groups that are upset about a rule change that made it easier to obtain.
We're optimistic and thankful that the Supreme Court is taking up this case because the FDA exists to protect Americans from dangerous drugs.
That's Kim Schwartz. She's with Texas Right to Life. The College of Innovation and Design at Texas A&M Commerce and the City of Austin have partnered to establish a preferred pathway for Austin police officers to earn their Bachelor of Science in Criminal Justice, with an emphasis in law enforcement leadership. The competency-based program empowers working professionals with a flexible, affordable option to elevate their careers without traveling or foregoing work or family obligations. Courses are offered online, allowing officers to work at their own pace in 7-week terms. 42-year-old Beige Lynn Sims was arrested by Lamar County deputies on a warrant for health care fraud of more than $30,000 but less than $150,000. She was released on $20,000 bond. No other information was available. Ross Altobelli has been named the new director of the City of Bonham Department of Community Development. He'll be responsible for making sure Bonham continues to grow and is prepared for the impact of that growth. His office will also deal with building codes and code enforcement. Altobelli comes to Bonham from Anna, where he served as director of development services. Hunt County deputies report that the Wolf City man missing since March 5th has been found deceased. No further information has been released at this time. 70-year-old Mark Dobson had last been seen at his home on Hunt County Road 4719. Corey Robert Walker was arrested Monday in Hopkins County on two outstanding North Richland Hills PD warrants. He was booked into the Hopkins County Jail for theft of property valued at more than $2,500 but less than $30,000. He was also charged with tampering with government records. An East Texas man and his elderly father were fighting about the care of an injured dog before the son shot and killed his father during an early Monday morning shooting. 43-year-old Christopher Tilley is charged with murder in connection with the shooting death of his father, 79-year-old Del Howard Tilley. He remains in the Smith County Jail on $750,000 bond. Investigators say they detected the strong odor of alcohol in the room when interviewing Christopher Tilley. $140 million in renovations are set to begin at the Cotton Bowl. The renovation includes expanding the upper concourse, adding escalators, increasing the number of restrooms and concession stands, installing new premium seating, and improving the stadium's Wi-Fi signal. The first phase of the work should be completed in time for the State Fair of Texas and the Red River rivalry between the Texas Longhorns and Oklahoma Sooners. I'm Dave Kirkpatrick.
This podcast is a production of East Texas Broadcasting. Find more at easttexasradio.com.